Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. We're back. It's the off season, and we cannot be more excited to be joining you all today to talk about a ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous amount of Bachelor headlines. Stuff is happening in Bachelor Nation, and it is exciting. But first off, we're going to check in with, I would say one of, if not the best mothers I know, Ashley Iaconetti. Ashley.
You've never seen me in action, Ben.
I see you on this podcast in action. That? No, you're juggling a baby and a podcast mic and feeding all at the same time. It's impressive.
Do you see his legs kicking around behind me?
Yeah, that's pretty great. Ashley, how are you holding up? Give us an update. I know it's the off season, so we have some time here to catch up with you. To tell us where your life is at.
Ben, I wish that my life sounded interesting right now. I am the ultimate mom, and I'm like, I now give my mom and like all other like stay-at-home moms so much credit.
Yeah.
Because running a house and a baby and taking care of a baby is so not easy. Plus, you know, I have other things like I have my podcast and we have social media work and all that. And there's just like no time in the day. I remember my mom, like still to this day, like whenever we're home, she's always like, there's not enough time in the day. Oh, I'm always doing something around this house. It never stops. And now it's like, I quote my mom to her now. I'm like, seriously, mom, like it never stops. There's always something I should be doing. Even before we had a baby, I was like, you know, whenever I'd sit on the couch and be watching a show, like there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, you should be doing this. You got to do this. You got to catch up on that. But all of it seems like, you know, it's not very urgent stuff. You're like, should be being productive. I hate that. I hate that we feel like we always should be being productive in some sense. But now as a mom and now having a house instead of an apartment, but mostly because of being a mom, There's always something to do.
Yeah.
I can't get even through, like, you think, like, oh, you know, like, a lot of time to sit on the couch. Not even really, because, like, I don't know. If my focus is on something other than him, like, even if my eyes are on my phone or on the TV, he doesn't like it. You can tell. He's like, give me all your attention. Look at my eyes when you're giving me a bottle. It's so funny. I don't know where the time goes every day. And then I think, like, okay, you spend half an hour every 3 hours giving him a bottle. So that's a huge chunk of hours that, you know, that you used to have that you don't have now. And I'm so not complaining. Like, I love it. And this is like, I can stare at his face all day long.
You're not complaining.
But it's so crazy what just like how it changes your life completely. Jared's here. He's walking up the stairs. He just came home from work. Jared's working all the time because, you know, we have the new business. Hey, Jared. He washes his hands before he touches the baby every time.
Good for him.
I mean, that's great, right? But like also like Jared, we don't need to do that.
So he's been working. You've been at home. You're trying to catch up. Now, I've been saving this question. It's not like a revolutionary question, but I've been saving it for the moment that felt necessary. So you're into this mom thing now. Like you're going to always be learning. It's always going to feel probably crazy and like you don't know what you're doing, but like you're in it now. What is something that was unexpected or that you didn't understand about being a mom that you've learned now since your mom day started?
I think, well, because this is like an episode just of headlines and Jared just walked into the room from work and I blessedly get to have him today here at home at 5 o'clock. That's amazing. I'd love for him to come and do like this segment together. Yeah.
So as you just mentioned, Jared is walking up the stairs. He's washing his hands before he holds your baby because he cares so much. And now that he's with us,
such a clean man.
And it is a gift, as we've learned, that he is home at 5 o'clock from work, able to spend time with the family. It's a big deal that he's here with you. I think it would be awesome. We've all kind of been waiting and saving the questions for this moment. But if you guys could just talk a little bit about what you've learned as parents so far, some of the things that are shocking and surprising to you too, some of the things that maybe you feel like, wow, I'm better at this than I even knew I was. Just spend some time, if you don't mind, walking through what being a parent is like to this day.
First of all, hi, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Stud.
I got to talk. First of all, Ashley, why are your hands filthy?
Well, I got a blessed moment before where he was asleep in his car seat for like an hour and a half. So I spray painted the chairs.
Oh, nicely done. So the question at hand, what have we learned as parents?
Well, what's surprising? I think that what's surprising is one, everything does come natural, like everybody says it will.
I mean, it's just like anything in life. You just adapt and learn how to do it. It's like, okay, here's a kid, so just keep it alive.
I was just saying that the biggest change for me is definitely the time suck. Like, I mean, just giving him bottles is like a total of three hours a day. You're not here for all the bottles.
I'm not here for all the bottles. I would say just the emotional exhaustion of it all.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always tired, but maybe that's some at the shop all the time.
That's because you're at the shop all the time.
It's great. It's just, your life isn't about you anymore. Like, it sucks. It's great, but it sucks at the same time. Because it's like, I just, you know, I can't go to the gym anymore as much as I want to, or I just don't go to the gym anymore. And then, you know, so I don't feel my physically best, which doesn't make me feel my mentally best, but I do love Dawson more than anything. He's definitely worth it. But then, you know, like, bro, golf is just, I haven't been golfing in a long time. So that's out the window as of right now. But also, I would say that has a lot to do with Audrey's because I'm there so much.
1,000% all of our stress comes from the fact that we decided to do three things at once.
Yeah, so it's going to settle down.
House, baby, and business. Okay. So there are like three full-time jobs that we took on all in the same month, the same season of the year. And you see, like,
he's just making noises.
He's entertained right now.
He's very entertained. He's on the bed. He's just, I'll go grab him in a second. I would say also another surprising, not surprising, I think a lot of the things I expected, if I'm being honest. I know it's an underwhelming answer, but You know, I expected to fall madly in love with him. I am. I expected to be in awe of every little moment.
Literally,
I am.
Everything. I'm just like, look at him. Look at him.
Yeah,
do this,
everything
him do
he does.
You're as like, long you're... as he's not crying, it's like, holy shit, look at him.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's the best. You know, I'm excited for him to grow up. I'm excited to him. Listen, I'm going to be his parent. I'm not. There's a difference between being a parent and a friend. I'm not one of those people that believes that, like, I want to be my son's friend. I want to be my son's father. But, you know, I want to play catch with him, and I want to, you know, show him the things that I love. And it's cool. Like, even something as stupid, I was feeding him this morning, and Mission Impossible is on. Hmm. And I'm like, bro, you're going to watch every Tom Cruise movie, and you're going to love it.
Oh, my God. My favorite moment with him, unfortunately, Jared wasn't here for it. But last week, he was like being a little, he was being like a little fussy, and we were really realizing that he loves being out. Like, he's super social. Whenever he's out, like out to dinner, out at Audrey's, he is in his happiest state. Like, he likes to see a lot of things around him and like to hear different sounds. So I was like, we gotta turn you on to music already. So I started playing the Greatest Showman soundtrack for him, amongst others of my favorites. And we're not just talking boy bands, we're talking about like lots of other like classic, great, timeless music. And he was kicking and moving his arms and his legs, and his eyes were getting wide and everything as we were listening to the Greatest Showman soundtrack. And it was so cool to see his reaction to some of my favorite music.
Mm. Well, you guys have also, like you mentioned, you've done a lot in a short period of time. You got a house. You started a business.
Which we may move out of.
Which you may move.
Because we want to make things even more difficult for us. Actually, well, this is the thing. Our house is actually, we very much like our house. But it's 35 minutes from Audrey's. And we thought that wouldn't be that bad of a commute. I'm just going to babble here. This is like a therapy session with Ben. Yeah, we didn't think that was going to be that bad of a commute for Jared, but it is, because he at least has the kind of job there as the owner that he could bounce back and forth when during busy hours and slow hours, you know, he could be home, but he can't exactly bounce when the commute is 35 minutes. He's not going to go back and forth twice a day. And then with Dawson, he wants to be as home as much as possible. And like, I need more help. So we're even looking for another house right now. Which is insane, because I'm going to have to do what I've just done, move in and settle and make it a home all over again. But in the long run, we do think it's going to be helpful for us and like good for our mental health and our whole family health.
I get it. No, and that makes sense. And, you know, a lot of people, when you have a baby, a lot of people don't add the things that you guys have on, but you have added a lot on. There is something I'm really intrigued to talk to you both about, because Ashley, we spoke about it before Dawson was even born, and I haven't got to talk to Jared about it, but you know, and I'm 33. A lot of my friends are having their first children or second children, or they're thinking about having kids or trying at this stage. There is an anxiety element, right? Even just having a baby in your house and worrying about your baby now and worrying about it, the baby sleeping. And then also the worry about the work, and then the worry about a new home or work in general. How are you two doing when it comes to your anxiety levels and your mental health and how you're functioning both as humans?
Oh, I mean, we're fully depressed, but.
I was going to say, how honest is he going to be here?
And that's fair. And it's fair to talk about, dude, because the thing, just be honest, because there is. I mean, I get to hear, right? When you're friends with people, or there's people listening who have been through this, maybe you're not depressed. Maybe you're like, hey, this is super easy on us. And like, we're just thriving, and that's okay too. But be honest about where you guys are at.
The way I center myself is, listen, we're tired. We're exhausted. Like we were saying before, you know, everything that we do now is really Dawson first, trying to prioritize how he's doing. I know I try to help Ashley out in any way I can. But so it's exhausting, and there's a lot of things to complain about. Having said that, the way I center myself is, I mean, all you have to do is look
like
around
Seinfeld.
The world. Oh. No. I was gonna say, all you have to do is look around the world and realize, holy crap, you know, what am I complaining about? I'm breathing right now. And that's what I really center myself. So like, as exhausted as I am, and times when I get really down and just sad, all I do is think about, why am I like one day I'm going to die and I'm not going to be able to hold my son, or I'm not going to be able to breathe or have a sip of coffee or just look outside. Ooh, he's grabbing the mic. And so that's one, you know, those are the moments where I really just kind of center myself and realize, okay, Jared, relax. You're not the center of the universe. There's a lot of people stressed out. There's a lot of people in worse scenarios than yourself. So just relax, breathe. Because you get to breathe, you know, not everybody gets to do that. Not everybody gets to live to 33, you know, it's a blessing. And so hopefully we live for a very long time. And so that's how I think.
Yeah. Mine is very similar as well. It's like Jared and I have this horrible fear, this dooming fear that will happen one day of our parents dying.
Of course.
And then like our siblings, we don't even think about our siblings because, you know, they're our age.
Lois.
Oh, God. Lois. All those things I think about sometimes. We're just like, you know, that day is not today, and we have everybody happy, healthy, and safe, and, like, I can't be luckier.
Has these existential questions became heightened now since Dawson's born? Do you find yourselves kind of asking and worrying and thinking about these big life things now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When we first had him, when we were living at my parents for those couple weeks,
yeah,
I was crying all the time, being like, and not in a baby blues way, you know, not in a postpartum way or anything like that, because it was like happy tears. But I was like, it can't get better than this. Somebody's going to die soon. Like, you can't just, you can't live a life like this perfect just because, like, when he was born and, you know, you're like, oh, my God, I love him. I can't believe how much I love him.
Yeah, I think about those things, too. I was on a flight by myself. I forget when I was.
Probably on the, you went back here for like 3 days.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! We were afraid that he.
Well,
was
I was thinking if something. Well, I think about this. I think about it differently now, because now if I, you know, something tragic happened, I wasn't here. It's weird to think that, you know, Dawson would grow up without a father.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with mom. Jesus, with Ashley. I mean, obviously, I think of it in my terms because I don't want to think of anything bad happening to Ashley. But like, it's weird to think like, yeah, bro, you know, so many of my friends unfortunately have had to grow up without their dad for a multitude of reasons, whether it's, you know, he's not with the family anymore, or unfortunately passed at an early age. And to think like that would happen to, that's the weird mind blowing. Like to think that like I would die and then he would grow up and then he would be the kid now to be like, yeah, my dad died when I was, you know, a baby.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
Well,
I worry about Jared in the car driving back and forth. I'm like, do we need to get you a bigger, safer car now?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Disney or something, bro.
Well, and it's just interesting to see the switch. You know, all this is touching about the switch once Dawson was born, where your minds went, where your hearts went, where your heart was opened up, your anxiety and your fear increased, and your responsibilities increased at the same time. Yet you're sitting there smiling at your beautiful boy and enjoying every second of it. And it's weird, right? If I was to describe, hey, you're going to think more about the fragility of life, you're going to be more tired than you've ever been before, you're going to have more responsibilities than you know what to do with, and on top of all that, it's going to feel like you're learning every day something new. Hey, does this sound fun to you? If you didn't add in that you had a baby, you'd be like, no, that sounds awful. But you had a baby, and for some beautiful, miraculous reason, you're like, and it's all worth it, and it makes my life better. And I cry because I can't imagine it being any more perfect than this moment.
Yeah.
It's weird when we think of ourselves as, certainly I don't think of myself as indestructible, but you always, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but you...
I worry about other people. I don't worry about myself.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I feel like I don't know. I always think of ways of surviving things. Point is, it's so much different with him. Because he's just so fragile.
Yeah.
I'm like, we think about it, like if I trip, he's in my arms.
He
like,
doesn't even know how to turn over.
If he fell, like, it's just good.
Every time we walk down the stairs, it's a thing. You know, every step I take, it's like, this could be it.
Yeah, it's so weird to think about how vulnerable he is.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, like your life is literally in our hands. Isn't that crazy, bro?
Yeah.
And then one day he's going to grow up and be like, I hate you, Dad. Because he's going to say that.
That's
all
what
kids
he says.
Say
I've never said that to my parents before. Ben, did you ever say that?
I said it once. I've regretted it ever since.
Yeah, I did. I said it to my dad once. And I still remember the moment. I didn't mean it. I was angry. And I it still sucks that I ever said the day, because it's the opposite of anything I've ever felt or felt at the time or feel now. But yes, you do. You're a teenager, and it's usually because they catch you doing something you shouldn't do, and you're feeling super guilty about it, and you've lied to them and gotten out of it, and then they like ask you one more time, and you're like, hey, I hate you. Stop asking me these questions. And they're like, well, that hurts really bad.
But, I know.
To this day, I remember being in like first or second grade, and I was going through this phase where it's like, I didn't want to be taking care of anyone that wasn't a girl. Like, I wanted all my teachers to be girls. I wanted like every babysitter had to be a girl. And so they're going to leave me home with my grandpa and my grandma, but I guess I didn't want to, I don't know what it was about grandpa. And I go, no, don't leave me home alone with grandpa. He's mean. It's like, what? He was the nicest, never mean ever, but like.
I called grandpa mean.
And now to this day, I still think if he had overheard that, I can't deal with that guilt.
Yeah, but then you fast forward yourself into their shoes. Now we're all adults. If a kid said that,
you'd be like, we would laugh about it.
Yeah. You know, so I guess as a kid, you feel a lot more guilty about it than as an adult.
Hey.
But still.
Well, it's really great to catch up with you too. And it's good to get, and what you're accomplishing and how you're changing as humans. It's great to see it. And I think from all of us, we appreciate you all giving us the update. And we will continue to keep updates as your family grows and as Dawson grows and as you two continue to navigate this wildly fun journey that is parenthood. You're doing it well, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ben.
Our next thing is trying to make him smile. So he smiles in his sleep most of the time, probably because he's farting. But now I'm trying to like make him smile because I can see it. It's on the verge. I can see his facial recognition. I can see like he's opening his mouth. He's enjoying it. Yes, it's a boo boo. I don't know what that means, but I say it a lot to him. But he seems to enjoy it. Yeah.
That's
okay.
What he said to Lois beforehand.
Yeah. Now, poor Lois, I can just see it in her face. She knows
so
she's the stepchild.
Bad about Lois. So bad. She's actually gets plenty of attention, but
I think
it's her looking at the love that he gets that makes her sad. Love.
Yeah, it used to be her.
No. All right.
But wait, one more thing that I wanted to mention, because I said this on Instagram and I had somebody respond. I don't remember who it was, but it was also a bachelor mom. So the only time that I've been more tired, because like he's a really good sleeper. We don't get like solid, like, you know, 8 hours straight through. We get breaks and stuff.
Yeah, but we get
more than the average parents, I think. Yeah. He's pretty good, and he has been pretty good from the start. But the time in my life where I was way more tired than this was definitely filming The Bachelor.
That's because we would go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake you up at 7.
Exactly. So if you can survive that and then like be on camera, you can get through it a lot.
You can get through a lot. Yeah. Well, I have something that's going to make Dawson smile.
You think that's snotty of me to say?
No, not at all.
If you can get through The Bachelor, you can get through anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as torture, right?
Yeah. I do have something that's going to make Dawson smile. It's going to be Bachelor headlines, and they're going to come up right after the break.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally. The best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Moving on from Bachelor headlines, or geez, moving on from Jared and Ashley and Dawson, we're going to go into Bachelor headlines, and there's a lot of them today, and there's some that we really got to celebrate, and this first one falls into that category. Former Bachelorette Andy Dorfman is engaged to boyfriend Blaine Hart. The quote is, I finally found love.
Yay for Andy. I'm excited. I'm also curious because they met so they rekindled their relationship in Italy. And I want to know rekindled or she says the she yeah, rekindled last summer in Italy. So I got to know rekindled from when? From what? Was this a fling that turned into a relationship at some point later down the road? Or was this an ex-boyfriend who turned into a now current boyfriend and fiance? I don't know, but we have to get Andy on here and ask her about it. Yeah. She brings up Italy because that's where she's thinking about doing the wedding. She says that she's not interested at all at planning a wedding. She says she wants to take the groom's job, basically doing nothing during this wedding planning process. She says it'll be like a small thing whenever it does happen. But as far as the engagement goes, happened this week. It was very exciting. He told her, let's go to dinner. And before, do you want to like just get some, you want to have some cocktails on the beach during sunset? She says it's something that they do a lot. So it wasn't like out of the ordinary or whatnot. And she's like looking at the water, and before she knows it, she turns around and he's down on one knee. She says she doesn't really remember anything except for like crying and hugging him. And then they, instead of going to the restaurant, he goes, we're going to spend the night at Hotel Bel Air. And then he said, well, let's go home first, pack a bag. And then when she opened the door, all of their family, they're both their families and then closest friends were there to surprise her. Her niece and nephew came running up. She said it was so cute. And he also, they picked out the jewelry. They picked out the ring actually together, which is interesting because why was it really a surprise? It can't be. Couldn't have been a surprise if they were picking out jewelry. Another thing we have to ask her, they used the same jeweler as her parents did 40 years ago.
That's amazing. That's such a great story and great for Andy. I wonder, Ashley, if you remember right, maybe 2 years ago, we had a headline where Andy Dorfman had posted a picture with a guy's legs on the beach. Remember that?
And it was, oh my God, is that him?
I wonder if it is him. We got to ask her. We got to get her on. But I'm just wondering, back in the day, there was that like Bennett, you know, it was Bennett Jordan. It was maybe him. And he was like, oh no, he's playing all coy about it. And it wasn't him at all. I wonder if it was this guy and that they maybe like took some time apart and then got back together. I don't know. Those are all speculation, and we need to bring
write
her on
down
to clear
these
things
questions.
Up. I won't
let's
forget.
Write down these questions.
And I'm then, very, very interested in Andy Dorfman's love life, so yes. I won't forget it. Hey, we mentioned it last week, Ashley. We kind of argued back and forth if we thought Bachelor in Paradise would happen. We wondered if it was going to happen. People were starting to speculate that it wasn't going to happen, but we now have some more info for you because we promised you we would. So here's the headline. Bachelor in Paradise 2022, everything we know. This according to Mary Claire.
Yeah, so I had mentioned last week that like the timing was weird. I was like, why don't they just start filming Bachelor in Paradise in May and then we get that season? Why do this Bachelorette season now when we already have Michelle's Bachelorette season to pick men from? And then we have, of course, this past Bachelor season to pick women from. And then you said, I don't know, it might get canceled. Well, that was a speculation, especially back in October when reality Steve mentioned that because of the ratings, he was thinking that it might get canceled. But this does not seem to be the truth of the matter because right now it looks like producers are making calls to Bachelor alums, seeing if they're interested in being in the upcoming season. We just don't really know when it'll air. It'll probably be airing later than usual, like maybe October time after the Bachelorette airs. And I just find like that's going to be maybe a little bit weird feeling because Paradise is such a summer show, but who knows? I guess we'll just experiment a bit.
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think a lot of people are intrigued. You know, Paradise might have low ratings, but the people that watch it really engage in it. And there's a difference between now, I think, on television where people just watch a show and it gets great ratings or people reacting and taking action on the show. And I think Paradise gets a lot of social media attention. People love talking about it, writing articles on it. Last week I said, hey, I don't know if it's going to happen. As I spent more time this week thinking about it, I'd be shocked if it didn't happen because it is such a involved show and people love watching it. It's very loyal following.
Yeah, it's definitely like if you're talking impressions versus engagement, it gets a ton of engagement. If we were like talking in social media terms, and I can say that I personally know that some of these girls are getting calls from producers. So they're in the casting process.
Well, that's exciting for so many. Now, we do have some very interesting headlines that I didn't think we'd be talking about this week, but they came up. They were given to us, and I think they're interesting to talk about. Katie Thurston and John Hersey reflect, this is the headline, on Blake Moyne's reaction to their romance. 12 days of messy backlash that Katie received is also involved in this article. And they also touch on, do they feel pressure to get engaged? All this is according to Us Weekly. But again, here's the things that we're going to talk about as Ashley breaks it down. Katie Thurston and John Hersey's relationship. Also, Blake Moyne's reaction to their romance. The 12 Days of Messy, if you remember, Katie did just a while back, and kind of the backlash that she got for that. And do they feel pressure to get engaged?
Okay, so let's start with, do they feel pressure to get engaged? She says that because the Bachelor process is so fast, people just like expect it to come, but it's not anything that they feel pressure to go into right now. They're in the normal world, she said, not on a dating show. So after a few months, that's just not what they're thinking of right now. And they're very much mentally living in the quote normal world. As far as Blake goes, John said that they're kind of disappointed in the way that the Blake stuff has gone down because he's been like relatively open about how things unfolded on podcasts. And he said that there was no overlap in the relationships and that he actually hung out with Blake for like 12 to 18 hours, they say, when Katie and Blake were together and John was with another girl. And they had a lot of fun together. They did an escape room, said they hung out all day. So it was disappointing when he heard Blake on all these podcasts saying things like, oh, Katie wasn't putting effort into our relationship. That's why it was failing and falling apart. And then he goes, well, as John says, as Katie's good friend at the time, I saw how much effort she was putting into that relationship and how much she was trying to make it work, and it wasn't just one-sided. And he said that was really upsetting to see. So then the other reason that Katie, in the whole 12 days of messy thing, let me start that fresh again. So then the 12 days of messy thing, why Katie and John went public so quickly, they said that once they explored their connection a little bit and they knew that was going to be something that was going to be long-term, they didn't want to have to sneak around. They didn't want people to like see them in public and then like wonder, like come up with their own agenda or narrative. They just wanted to be out there and open with what was going on. And I guess that was smart because if they did hide it more, then there'd probably be even additional speculation that there was some overlap in the relationships.
You know, obviously both sides, I think, have been, you know, open since the breakup. And these breakups are messy. I mean, they're already in the public light. They're already talked about. People are being asked about it. I mean, I can't, you know, be on either person's side here because here's the truth of it. Blake has his own things going on now. So if he goes on a podcast, he's going to be asked about Katie. Like, I know from personal experience, if you like it or not, you're going to be asked about whoever it is that you're with from the show. That's a thing. And it's going to happen for years to come. And you're going to find like a few things to say and a lot of things not to say to give like some type of fair response and truthful response without, you know, maybe throwing the other person on the bus. Now, mm-hmm. Katie and John, they're dating. Like, you expect them to hide it, not to be out there about it? No, like you should. They should be out there. They should have fun. They should be exploring this thing. I just think it's one of the interesting things that happen in this world. Is people's feelings are legitimately really hurt because there are still emotions at play and there's still history at play. And that's something for all of us to realize as we watch these things unfold, is these are still humans trying to figure out how to find love. It's not easy. So, you know, but they're talking about it. And that's something that we're going to talk about here. They talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Well, speaking of talking about it, Tayshia Adams confirms ABC gave her and Caitlin Bristow a heads up about Jesse Palmer hosting The Bachelorette. This according to Us Weekly as well.
Mm-hmm. She said Caitlin and I both had a phone call weeks prior saying that they were going to go move forward with Jesse. So it wasn't really a surprise when it was announced in the finale that he would also be hosting The Bachelorette. She says, I'm very happy for him. I feel like he's been so sweet and kind to me. So I wish everybody that takes that position the very best. And I'm excited to see the new season. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally, the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Caitlin Bristow is also speaking about how she felt triggered by The Bachelorette having two leads for season 19. It's an interesting comment. I'm excited to hear about the article, Ashley, because obviously I was on that season. I told you last week, I do think it's going to be interesting, to say the least, on how they do this two Bachelorette thing. I don't know how it works out and how it works out well without just adding more messiness and more drama to the situation. But I also will say it'll probably make very interesting and fun television. But it's interesting to hear Caitlin's response. So Ashley, why is she saying this?
Well, it makes me feel kind of guilty now for being excited about the two Bachelorettes, because back during Caitlin's original, you know, well, not original season, I guess that was Chris's, but her Bachelorette season with you, I felt like it was going to be her and Britt the entire time. And I was excited to see how they were going to navigate that, how guys were going to date one and that there's going to be dates with another and blah, 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 blah. But then it ended up being eliminating Bachelorette, which is like the most hurtful thing. And we all like are not really down for the way that that unfolded. But I thought with there being two the entire time, like it's going to be with Gabby and Rachel, this could be fun. But then Caitlin says this and I'm like, oh, darn it. She totally has a point. So she says, oh, my gosh, can a woman have her own season? First it was her season. She was like, it was Claire, and then she was gone, so then it had to be Tayshia, two in one season. And then there was Katie back to back with Michelle season, and now we have two Bachelorettes again.
Interesting.
Can't it just be, you know, one Bachelorette? She goes, I just want somebody to have their own season, and I just don't want them to be pitted against each other. I don't know how the format is going to work. I don't know what their little system is going to be like, but I know how two Bachelorettes felt with her, and it felt like being pitted against each other for men to decide. She also said, we could all get weird on what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in Bachelor World, because, you know, that's a real gray area. But I wish I was there for this, because I know how it feels. And yeah, that's so true. I do like Jesse as a host, but in the case of there being two Bachelorettes, it would have been appropriate for Tayshia and Caitlin to be hosts, especially Caitlin. But yeah, Tayshia was also part of a two Bachelorette season. So when I think about it like that, it's kind of confusing why they wouldn't just stick with Jesse for The Bachelor and the girls for The Bachelorette.
It is confusing. And it is interesting to hear Caitlin's take, because she obviously has been there and she knows. And it's interesting to hear this take also, because Caitlin was the one that walked away being The Bachelorette during that season. So if she still felt like that was odd to remove Britt from that season, I can't imagine how she feels to either share a season, or how Britt maybe feels about this whole situation. I'm sure Britt's fine. She seems very happy, but I do think it's odd. I also believe, Ashley, just my prediction, is that because of the backlash. Now, I'm sure the Bachelorette and the Bachelor franchise knows they're going to get backlash because of two Bachelorettes. Like, that's not beyond them. They're very like aware that this is not going to just sit easy with everybody. I have a feeling we're going to see a double Bachelor season probably following this.
Oh, smart man. You're probably
right. Which
will
be very, very odd. And here's what I think, Ashley. I'm all for that. tell me what you think. I'm all for it because, yeah, it's, I mean, Caitlin's right. Like, there's been a lot of double bachelorettes here coming up. I just hope this isn't a trend. Like, I think it takes away from the show a lot. I mean, you know, we want to watch the lead's journey. If it's a bachelor or a bachelor, I hope we don't start having like two or three or whatever bachelors and bachelorettes every season. It just feels like it would be hard to like get emotionally invested into.
Yeah. I don't have much to elaborate on that except for like, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Because while this is cool for one season, maybe even two with The Bachelor, yeah. I don't want it to be the norm.
Mm, I don't either.
It's less romantic, but
it
great
is less
TV.
Romantic. That's what I think. But we'll watch it and we'll see how it goes. It's just going to be intriguing for this next season. Well, speaking of the norm, this has been the norm, well, since we were on the show. But Jesse Palmer thinks on-set psychologists, he came out and said this, are very necessary. Now, this was a part of our show when we were doing it, Ashley. So why is he speaking about this now?
It seems like, well, mental health is being talked about more than even when we were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like fans have just been asking a lot about it. I think that because mental health is talked about more now, people have been asking the question, like, is this time in which people are like got the spotlight on them and it's highly emotional? Like, is there somebody to guide them? Is there just producers to talk to, or is there somebody who can really help them if they are mentally struggling? And yeah, Ben and I have talked about it multiple times, but now Jesse's saying this. He goes, psychologists are always there in the moment talking to the bachelor and the bachelorette and the contestants to keep everyone as mentally healthy as possible. ABC has made mental health care a massive priority because it seems like some of Bachelor Nation, the alum themselves, have complained about mental health after the show and the show's lack of resources. So I think what Jesse's trying to say is that there's always somebody there during filming. And then he also says that they're always trying to take steps to benefit their cast members. I can just speak on experience. I didn't really need like a lot of help during the aftermath of the show. I actually handled the online criticism relatively well, being that I did have some episodes where I got a lot of hate, but I would just vent a lot to family and friends.
Mm.
But on the show, I definitely used the psychologist a lot in Paradise. I love talking to her, and it made me feel so much better to vent to somebody who didn't have like any sort of agenda. But it's not, and they're always there watching, supposedly. They're like always in like the back room making sure like everything is like really, really okay. What was your experience with the psychologist? They switched psychologists during Bachelor Winter Games, and I didn't feel as connected or close to that one. So I didn't really talk, nor did I think I needed it as much then. And same with The Bachelor. Like I checked, you know, you check in with them multiple times throughout the process, especially depending on how long you're there for. But I didn't really use it as a resource, like as somebody to really confide in until Paradise.
You know, I struggled. I still do. Like, I can get pretty down. And so I didn't use the Bachelor psychologist. I hired my own.
Oh, you did? Did you bring them?
No, this was after. During the show. During the show and the filming of the show, I didn't speak to the psychologist. I think they had to do a check-in once, but it was just a check-in. I honestly, Ashley, I felt like I recognized that I was so kind of confused and my mind was so emotional and I was so over my head, there was no prep for me to be the Bachelor, that I just kind of recognized, hey, like, I'm not good. And so as soon as I got home, then I started to, you know, access some resources, pastoral counseling, personal, like more secular counseling, like really started to dive into that. Cause I knew I was going to need it. And I have a feeling that my friends, I can't remember, probably had encouraged me to do that. But I think it's important to have. I think it's a great resource. I just don't remember ever using them, so I don't remember them ever being around.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember being, maybe as the lead, you're so busy that it's just not front of mind. Maybe you just don't even think about it. So, but it's...
That's sad. I loved the psychiatrist.
Well, that's great.
I loved her. I would just so, I'd vent to her. I really felt like she understood me. It was also my only time, like, doing therapy at all. If you want to call it therapy. It was, like, 45 minutes, like, in the bungalow.
Well, it's a great note for any future contestants is to access that resource because it is there and it is available and it is a safe space in a place that doesn't typically have very safe spaces. It is a safe space for just letting some things out, and I think it's very great to use. Okay, transitioning a little bit. You were talking about a little bit about paradise there. Blake Moynes, who we just talked about a second ago, says he would never say never to Bachelor in Paradise after Katie Thurston split. The quote is, can't wait to get on that beach. Uh-oh.
Okay, well, he's being sarcastic. He was doing something, you know, an Instagram Q&A, and somebody said, are you going to do Paradise? And, like, when are we going to see you on our TV screens again? And he was like, duh, Paradise, count it down. Can't wait to get on that beach, get back into it. And I think that that would be like, you know, most people would think, yeah, Blake's totally going to make an appearance. He made an appearance on Katie's season and ended up winning the thing. So seems natural that he would give it a shot in Paradise. But he says probably not. Never say never, but not unless it was a great opportunity for something. But I'd like to not. What do you mean a great opportunity for something? It's a great opportunity for love, Blake.
Yeah, come on, Blake. Open that heart up again, buddy. It's worth it. I think he'd be great on the beach. I think people would be very, very interested in his story. Yeah. Well, final headline of today is about Ashley Hubert and J.P. Rosenbaum. We talked about them having a divorce just a few years ago. Well, Ashley is now opening up about her boyfriend. Seems like it's getting more serious. Seems like it is out there in the public now. This, according to Us Weekly, Ashley Iaconetti, tell us about it.
I was surprised to know that she had a boyfriend. So she hasn't really shared it on social media, which is why I didn't really know. She has been with him for almost a year now, but she says that the first 4 or 5 months she was in denial about the relationship, which is why she feels like it probably went so fast, like how like she blinked and it's been a year. She says that she's probably not going to get married again one day. She says, marriage complicates things. I'd rather just love someone and choose to be with them. She ended up introducing him to her kids, which are 7 and 5, about 9 months into the relationship, so relatively recently. And for some reason, she doesn't know how it happened, but they both thought that he was their babysitter. And they said he was the best babysitter ever.
Hey, I mean, that's some brownie points right there, right? Ashley introduces them and they think it's a babysitter and they love the babysitter. I mean, that works. Well,
she said it's one of my friends. So she didn't say this is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is the big update. I actually saw that on the news, like on one of the websites, Yahoo or something today, or Google, was Ashley was talking about her boyfriend. So it's out there in public now, and we'll continue to follow that story as it continues to progress. Well, that's all the headlines we have for you today. That's a lot of headlines, a lot going on in Bachelor Nation. We talked about engagements to past romance, to Bachelor in Paradise, to the mental health initiatives that the show is trying to implement. It's a lot to going on in Bachelor Nation, and we'll continue to bring it to you right here on the Almost Famous Podcast. But until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, y'all.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts.
but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.